of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero.
Employing Chief Yeyawa's warriors as beaters to search every inch of the jungle for the hideout of the octopus, Speed, Clint, and Barney feel sure that they are near the end of their long search for their dangerous enemy. The octopus suspects trouble, however, and has ordered his operators in the various jungle tribes to get the ignorant natives to attack the secret police and Yeyawa's warriors on sight. Chief Mengai, who betrayed the secret police once before, sounds the war drums when the searchers draw close enough for the attack and the enemy closes in on all sides. Meantime, the trumpeting of a herd of elephants has been growing closer, and Kinka, the young guide of the secret police, calls for them and Yayava's warriors to take refuge in the giant tree fern grove nearby. We find the boys slowly backing up to the ferns, fighting every inch of the way.
You and Kinka stay behind us, Speed. Get into the ferns as quickly as possible.
Yeah, leave the fighting to Yayava's fellas and us, kid.
No, Barney, we're almost at the ferns now. Let us stay with you.
Look out, Speed Gibson!
Gosh, Kinka! If you hadn't put your shield in front of that spear, it would have gotten me.
Yes. Here, you take my shield.
No. I think we can both manage to get behind it, maybe.
Tell your warriors to follow us into the ferns, Chief.
Yes.
We're almost to the ferns.
Yes. Once we're in the dense forest, the torches can be put out. We didn't dare do it before. We'd be shooting our own men.
Yeah, but it made it plenty tough. Our own light was in our own eyes. I haven't seen one of the guys that are attacking us yet. Only their spears.
Well, that's enough, isn't it? All right, here we go. Into the ferns. Order your warriors to put out the torches, Chief.
Hunter, suffering catfish. Now we can't see anything.
We will, after our eyes accustom themselves to the darkness.
Hey, what's happened?
I don't know. Can you explain it, Chief Yeyawa?
They fight now like lion fight. Stalk us in dark till close enough, then spring, kill us.
Can't we spring first or something?
You will not see them, Your Excellency.
Seems like our best chance is to stay close together, then.
Yes, and go back further into ferns, but go quiet.
These ferns won't make as much noise as we walk through them, as the jungle underbrush did. That's a cinch.
Come on, let's get moving.
Timbo, come this way.
You mean the elephant herd is coming this way?
Yes, Speed Gibson, I'd hoped they would.
Hoped? If they charge us, we won't have a chance.
Oh, yes, Timbo never come into fern forest.
Are you sure of that, Kinka?
Yes, Your Excellency. That is another reason why I suggested retreating into fern forest. If elephants charge, we shall be entirely safe here.
It's a crazy gamble, but it may save our lives.
What's going to stop those guys who are fighting us from coming in here, too?
No, Barney Dunlap. They not come in yet. First, they surround fern forest, not very big. Then they come in. And then Dembo will charge, if he's going to charge at all.
Then why don't we stop right here where we are? And not risk making any more noise by moving farther into the grove.
Yes, we are far enough in now for safety.
But I always feel like eyes are watching me.
That's imagination, Speed. You know we're being stalked. That's why you feel that way. Well, I admit we're in a bad spot. We just hope that luck's with us.
Listen, Timbo has gotten wind of our enemies.
Yes, Timbo charge all right.
Hear that?
Our enemies are alarmed.
Hey, well, what about the rest of our boys?
All that were close in Fern Grove, they safe.
We hope.
They're sure coming.
And I sure hope you were right about elephants never coming into a fern forest, Kinka.
Everyone stay exactly where you are. Don't lose your heads. Don't move.
Passing us, all right. They're not coming into the ferns.
Boy, what an experience.
Yeah. I never thought I'd live through an elephant stampede and be able to talk about it after it was all over.
Yes, jungle gods good to us. Lead us to tree ferns before enemy attack. Then send Tembo to destroy enemy while we safe in ferns.
You mean you believe your jungle god saved us, Chief Hiava?
Yes, Barney Dunlap.
But you...
Chief Hiava, you might as well start your warriors out of this fern forest if you think it's safe now.
Yes, we go now.
You dope, you. Don't you know better than to argue with the Swahili about his jungle gods?
Yeah, he might... You mean me?
Yes, you. Be glad we're out of this with our skins. And believe me, we can thank Yava and Kinka that we are out of it alive.
I'll say so.
Well, I was
well,
only...
forget it. Let's follow the chief and his warriors before they get too far ahead of us. I'm anxious to see what's become of our enemies. Switch on your flashlights now, boys. I think it's safe enough.
Yeah, I'll say so. I'll be surprised to see anything outside of the fern forest after the noise them elephants made passing through. They must have trampled trees and everything else.
Gosh, yes. What are you going to do now, Clint? Go back to Leopoldville?
Well, it depends on what we learn when we leave the tree fern speed. If we can get the rest of our beaters rounded up, I'd like to continue the search for the octopus.
Yeah, if we can round up the rest of the beaters is right. Remember, they was being attacked just before that mob jumped us. We heard the alarm signal.
Yes, I know.
Hey, sounds like the Yav and his warriors have found something.
Yeah, let's get up there and see.
Behold, they are standing around something at the edge of the fern forest.
Clint Bardo, here is one of enemy. Hurt bad.
Oh, all right. Turn him over on his back. See if you recognize him, Chief.
Hey, Aliwoga, Sanda. He wearing Swahili tribal markings. He Chief Miengai.
What?
Miengai? The guy who tried to throw us to the cannibal ants? Let me at him.
What more can you do to him, Barney? He's already unconscious.
You call him unconscious? Wait a minute, and I'll show you the real McCoy.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Chief Yalva, is the end guy badly hurt?
No. Not bad enough to die. He reached Fern Forest in time to save life.
Good. That means he'll be able to talk as soon as he's patched up. I want two of your men to fix up a stretcher for me and guy and take him back to Leopoldville.
Yes.
What's your plan, Clint?
We're going on with our search for the octopus, Barney. From the looks of things, the going will be easier from now on. That elephant stampede cleared away both the jungle growth and our enemies.
Yeah, but what if we meet the elephants?
No, they will continue on as they were heading, Your Excellency, until their anger dies down. Then they will resume their feeding.
I get it.
I'm going to fire a signal and see if we can connect with the rest of our searching circle.
Yes, it's safe now. No enemy near, that's sure.
That'll tell them we're okay.
Yeah.
There's no answer. That means they didn't come out so good.
Try it again, Clint.
Okay.
No, there is no reply.
Maybe they have escaped enemy, but no can fire gun or give way hiding place to enemy.
I hope you're right, Chief.
So do I. Meantime, we'll push on. We can't turn back now. We'll continue on as far as our provisions allow. Then and then only will we turn back.
No, I send me Engai back to Leopoldville.
Yes, Chief Yalva.
Boy, didn't take those two fellas long to rig up a stretcher for him, did it?
No, and I don't think it'll take them long to get back to a nice, safe place like Leopoldville with him either. Meantime, what do we do?
Well, get started again. No need for your men to beat the bush now, is there, Chief? The elephants have flattened everything down pretty well.
Yes. But I tell them to look good for octopus, Boma.
Boma? What's that?
Osagahaga. Asabola, Boma.
A sort of what you might call hideout to shoot from, Your Excellency. Hunters use Bomas a good deal when they wait for a game.
The chief isn't so far wrong at that.
We'll just stay ahead of the warriors so that they'll get the benefit of our flashlights.
Yeah.
Soon the dawn will come. Then the search will be easier.
Oh, that'd spoil things, Kinker. Haven't you learned by now that we do everything the hard way?
Really?
Now, don't you believe Barney, Kinka. He's just kidding you.
What amazing courage His Excellency possesses to jest in the face of such dangers as we have recently faced.
Say, wait a minute. Look at those enormous rocks ahead. That's one thing the elephants couldn't budge.
In which that's just in front of them, Clint, facing us. Looks like a pillar of dirt.
That is a termite hill, Speed Gibson.
Termites? Now who's kidding?
No, Kinka, right. That termite hill.
Say, do you have everything in Africa?
That sure sounds like it. Hey, let's take a look at it when we pass there.
Yes, I want to investigate those rocks anyhow, Speen. They might mark the entrance to the octopus hideout, for all we know. It's a well-protected spot. Knowing the jungle as he must, that's what he'd look for.
Well, I never thought I'd live to say the day that I'd find termites in anything but wood. And here they are, nice as you please, in a little hill all their own.
I guess there are not enough houses in this part of Africa to keep them busy, Barney.
See, that is a curious hill, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, look at that big flat rock beside it. Wonder if we'd find any termites under that. Here, help me move it and see, Kinka.
Of course.
Boy, it's heavy, but it's moving. We're lifting it.
Speed.
Huh?
Here, Bonnie. Give me a hand with that rock.
Here.
Why, it's a big hole under the rock. That rock's a trapdoor, Clint.
Exactly. Boys, we've done it. We've found the secret jungle hideout of the octopus. Now to go in and get him.